This is CliffCentral.com.
Since the only person qualified on this show to talk about this, he's done a number of fitness challenges just for fun, because the rest of us would fail after the first few steps. I don't think I'm being unkind, right, Mavs?
Well, Mavs is feel you so unkind, she's left the room.
Oh, right, she's walked out, huh? Sia, you know what I'm talking about. You and I couldn't do a 100-meter sprint in under 12 seconds or even train for it the way Ben is. When he needs to, he can get into tip-top shape very quickly. He did a men's health challenge a while ago. And I've seen Ben at work in these situations. He really does know how to get the best out of his body when he works hard at it. He complains a lot, but he gets it done. So I thought that it might be valuable for us, since we've spoken to a number of people about how they start their day and how you get the right breakfast in and what you eat to get the right nutrition first thing in the morning. We've been talking to a number of people who are involved with Kellogg's in Brand New Day. That's brannewday.co.za. Website where you can get some recipes, you can get some tips, you can find out what it is that you need to start your day right. And we thought, well, we've got a guy in the studio with us every single day who can help us with this. Ben, give us some tips, tell us some things we don't know, and having heard all the other people, fill in the gaps, because there are a couple of things that have been left out so far.
Well, Gareth, as you say, like this time of year, people want to get their best bodies out. They want to get towards summer and get their sexy on. But I think as you get older, as you know, you just celebrate a milestone birthday. You know, I'm in my mid-30s, and it always comes back to more nutrition. Because when you're young, when you're younger, like Sia's age, you can still have a bit of a puzzle Thursday. You can still eat junk food, all that kind of stuff. And as long as you're exercising, everything will balance out. But as you get a bit older, nutrition becomes like the big thing. And something I've always found is that when I've done these fitness challenges, I've researched a lot of things about what you get out of your body. And a lot of things that get sort of pushed out into the media are high-protein diets. Like there's so many stereotypes around this. And whether it be from excess supplementation taking or whatever it is, making sure that you steaming chicken breasts and doing other things. Like a lot of it isn't so good for your body, because your body still has to function past just making muscles. And I think a lot of people always forget this. So with this new challenge that I'm doing, with the sprint challenge, my biggest concern is energy levels throughout the day. So obviously when I wake up to do this show, it's like 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. in winter, not so nice. You need to have something that's both appetizing and filling for breakfast. Now, to get up and sort of do an egg white omelet, that's not fun. And then you look at it, it's not very appetizing. You can add some salt and pepper, whatever it is. You try to do that 4 days in a row, 5 days in a row, whatever it may be in a week. It's not easy. Whereas I'm kind of structuring things more around the whole Brand New Day thing. So I'm having cereals now. And there was a large time where I didn't have cereals. And you add fruit and you add nuts and you add the seeds. And suddenly you've got something you actually enjoy eating. So when you've got things like that, this is all more sustainable. We all know with these fitness challenges and healthy splurges we go on, we fall out of them, right? Because they're not sustainable. So I definitely feel that getting more in line with nutrition and finding out what actually makes your body work, that is pretty much the only secret towards these things. Because anybody can go to the gym. It's quite easy. You pull up in the car, you go through that turnstile, and you're there. And that music's dreadful, so it'll make you just keep moving. So that part's actually the easy part. So it's nice to know that I'm at least getting helped out here with some new guidelines.
Well, listen, I'm interested because, I mean, you say gym is easy, but it actually isn't easy. I mean, just getting there is half the battle for a lot of people. Sure. And then once you are there, there's only so much that exercise can do, because nutrition actually counts for way more. And if you want abs, or you're one of those people with high ambitions to have the six, for example, or if you're a girl and you want one of those superb advertising billboard fat bellies and you want like perfect thighs and all that kind of thing, it's actually made in the kitchen, right? That's what they say.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also just variety. So as I was saying about the egg white omelets and the high protein diets, that's all good and well. And you will get results and certain things will happen, but you've got to have the variety around these things. And by trying things, trying different recipes, at least again, you're getting different things to your bodies, because we still need nutrients. We still need fiber. And people often forget about fiber, but there are some amazing health benefits of fiber. And, you know, it's kind of contradictory that everybody wants this high-protein life because they believe it's going to have weight loss and muscle toning, all that kind of stuff. But fiber is one of the greatest sort of benefits, or so one of the greatest benefits of fiber is weight loss. But it doesn't sound like a very masculine thing or fashionable thing to be talking about in the gym. So yeah, people, they find it so easy to talk about the fact that they're doing protein shakes and all that kind of stuff.
protein and carbs, but we don't talk about fiber.
Exactly. So you'll never hear the conversation about upping my fiber. And fiber isn't just having the cereals, of course. So now with bran flakes, the high fiber cereals, that kind of stuff, that's good because it's a concentrated fiber. It's not like the drawn out stuff you get like white rice. You get nothing really out of white rice. So you're getting your good grains. But also from fruit and vegetables, you get a lot of fiber through that. And we need to be getting, I think, around sort of 30 grams on average. That's concentrated fiber every single day. But, just to run through a couple other things, like we don't ever hear about this. Well, I know I didn't prior to this, so it's been a wake-up for me. But, managing weight over time, again, that's a huge thing. When you've got fiber, you can kind of balance that. Fiber cuts back your risk of type 2 diabetes. Okay, no, nobody wants that. Lowers the risk of heart disease. It develops healthy gut bacteria. You never hear these things, right?
Mm-mm.
It reduces your chance of certain cancers, and we all need that. And more regular, and we've had quite a few toilet references in the show today, but this is part of the input, the output. This is how we become healthy. And, we always talk about, like, juice diets, or we're going to stop drinking for this month, and then we're going to binge the next month. When you've got natural amounts of fiber going through your system, you're on a natural detox. So your body's detoxing things all the right ways. And, my biggest fear about getting old is obviously you get those frail bones. You know, like when an old person falls over, that could be like a catastrophe.
It could be the end of their hip.
Hips, legs, whatever. And fiber will help you maintain bone density, healthier bones.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
So, it's not hard to get the stuff into our system. It's just that we often neglect it because it's not the fashionable or sexier kind of choice of our nutrition. You're not going to walk into like a health store and there's going to be a full aisle with guys in tight tops telling you about the benefits of fiber. But it's actually a lot more beneficial than all the other stuff that's being sort of thrown down our throats.
I find it fascinating that so few people pay attention to this because it could be the way to cut that weight loss, as you say, over time. That weight gain over time and sort out your insides, because a lot of people are more concerned with the outside. But if you don't get your digestive tract right, you don't give it what it needs to be able to process food properly, you're really wasting your time, right? It's like starting – I mean, we had the guy from the headache clinic in earlier this week, and he was fascinating. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And this guy has figured out that a lot of headaches – most of them can be traced to the outside of the head, not the brain. Now, similarly, if you do the research, most of your digestive problems, most of the reasons that a lot of people have, situations of obesity, perhaps the risk of diabetes, as you mentioned, and a whole lot of other things, is because they're not paying attention to their gut. It's right there. Where do you think the food goes? If you don't have that situation working inside of you, everything else is a waste of time.
So true. And you'll find people who are slightly sort of, fuller of figure who want to get into the gym and get muscles and all that kind of stuff. And they're throwing protein into a bad gut, but they've never investigated it. And, it's by understanding these fundamentals and you get that right and these things become more attainable, because there's nothing worse than falling out of a gym program or falling out of a diet, because that's when you just go even further back and you get frustrated because, imagine if you can never shed 5 to 10 kgs. You become very despondent, and eventually you get to the point in your life where you're like, well, this is me. But it's just – it is easier than that. It really is. And it's little things like this that make a massive difference.
All right. Well, that to me sounds like some good advice. What are you having for breakfast this morning?
So every day I mix it up slightly, okay? So whether I'm having the Kellogg's granola, the high fiber is actually my favorite. People often say it doesn't taste great. People have used the reference like cardboard, but I think it's cool because I really like the consistency of it. It's a nice texture. And then all brand flakes. So those are my sort of three staples. And then from there, it's a mixture of fruit. And, of course, we also neglect that like something like a chai seed. You get good fiber out of seeds and stuff like that, and then you mix it up with the fruits. But also, if you just don't want to physically eat and maybe you're a bit time-pushed, then smoothies are amazing. I put something up, I think, Monday on my Twitter feed, which is a very simple smoothie you can make. And by having one of the bases that I spoke about with the fiber, it adds that great consistency and texture. And there's a little bit of crunch in it as well. And that also gives you that whole feeling of satiety. We often feel that if we eat something, we're hungry straight away. That's when the bad habits come through. Whereas with this, it's like more of a prolonged thing. So I know if I'm having breakfast at the ungodly hour of, 5 o'clock, 4:45 is when I have breakfast every single day. Now, I'm not going to eat until 9 o'clock. you know, Gareth, we run a good ship here. There's no food in the studio. That's what we do here. So
we try. I mean, I was yesterday. I had a pretty healthy breakfast, and you even commented that you were impressed with it, which you usually aren't. But
I've noticed that every Thursday we get people coming in here talking about this healthy way of life. It's actually rubbed off on you. So I know I've got to have a breakfast that's going to suit me for 4 hours essentially, and then I can eat again after 9:30. And this is what's kind of working for me at the moment. So it's kind of cool. It's always nice to discover new things. You know, the whole thing about you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think when you go into the brand new Data site, and you'll see recipes, and you'll see all kinds of other things you can do. And it's pretty simple. It's not like you have to be a dab hand in the kitchen, or you've really got to understand these things. It's so simple. It's just about taking fundamental ingredients, jazzing it up a bit with some fruits and some nuts and some other little things. And it's always appetizing. That's another really key thing, because people hear diet, they hear nutrition, and they hear about things they never want to eat.
Right. Well, there we go. If you want to find out more, go to brandnewday.co.za. That's brandnewday.co.za. And you can find out what Kellogg's put together. They've put together a whole bunch of useful information and stuff that you might not know, some recipes. There are a couple of the blogs from some of the ambassadors we've met in the last few months. And I think next up, Sia, we've got Zoraida Jardine popping in next week, right?
So that will be the 16th.
Yeah, so we just have moved things a bit around, but next week we have Katlego Mauduba coming in, actually. Because our dearest Zoraida wants to do a whole little surprise for us. So, yeah, she's planning a little...
Oh, I hope she makes muffins or something amazing.
It's a brand new day breakfast. Let me just leave it at that. Oh. That'll be something to look forward to on the 21st of September.
See, it's like when you get excited about breakfast again, you know you're starting a day with a good meal.
Yeah.
If you don't care for breakfast, that's when you pick up like a cup of coffee and maybe like a sugary muffin. That's not going to work out. But with this, much better.
Right, very good. Brandnewday.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.